Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Your Future Is Now. I'm Jim Grant, and our show is sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition. Their website is speakerspathway.com. I'm a retired United States Army Master Sergeant. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I'm joined today by Don McGrath. Don is fondly known around the world as Dandy Don. He is the co-founder of the Speakers Pathway Coalition. Don has a PhD in engineering. He is a world-famous author. He has written 6 books, 4 of them bestsellers. And also on today's show, we will be joined by Mr. Bill Heinrich. Dandy, would you be so kind as to say hello and introduce or share a little bit about Bill that's going to be joining us today?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jim. And thanks so much for the great introduction. As I'm listening to that, I'm thinking, who is this guy? Because I may have written some books and I may have a PhD, but I'm really not. You know, it makes me sound smart. You really know better than that. So so really, thanks for the very, very kind introduction. And I'm really, really excited to be a part of the show. And thanks so much for having me as the co-host.
My pleasure, sir.
Yeah. And Bill Heinrich, So Bill is a high-level business coach. He's an author. He's a speaker. And he's one of our executive training directors at the Speakers Pathway. And, you know, I've met with a lot of coaches. And Bill, a coach that doesn't even describe what he does. He has the way of getting to the heart of the matter, like, immediately. Like, I've seen people have transformations in minutes. In fact, you know, in Speaker's Pathway, we have coaching calls every week with various experts on providing coaching for our members. And I love Bill's. Bill's are so power-packed. People have transformations like right there live. And so whenever I can, I try to be part of those calls. So Bill is, I just love every aspect of what he does.
Absolutely. You know, you're sitting there talking about Bill. It's so true because I remember one time he was coaching me and he asked me a question and I gave him an answer. And he says, that's not an answer. That's an excuse.
Yeah.
And that started my mind to thinking because Bill has the ability to reach in there and get you to clean out the mental cobwebs in your mind. That's what's so impressive about him. To say he's a great coach, I mean, he's on a pinnacle all by himself. And he has really been a blessing not only to me and you and our members, but every single person. He comes, you know, he can sit down and talk to you for 10 minutes, and you will know that he's going to change your life. He has the ability to do that. He's a very unique individual. I'm just so honored to be associated with Bill and so glad to have access to his coaching.
I don't know anybody who does what Bill does, and he's helped me tremendously in my speaking. He has helped me to be able to tap more into speaking from my heart, and it has really transformed my speaking. So I can't say enough, and I love every minute that I can get with Bill. You know, it's like being on, with an absolute guru of being able to transform people's lives.
Yeah, he's truly that, because what gets me about Bill, he's so down to earth. And he comes at you from a platform of love. And you're going to, for you folks out there listening, you're in for a treat. I promise you that, because Bill doesn't, you know, tell you what to do. He comes at you with love. He asks you questions, and he will clean out some of the cobwebs of your life. Because a lot of times when you're trying to figure out something, you may be stuck on something or not real sure about something. And that is what Bill brings to the party. Don, also, recently Speakers Pathway put on an event in Colorado Springs called the Pathway for Vets. Would you share a little bit about that for us?
Absolutely. It was a fantastic event. It was our first big live event for launching Speakers Pathway. And it was a learning experience to put the event together. But it really originates because at Speakers Pathway, we have a deep connection with our military and our veteran community. My father was a prisoner of war in World War II, was in a concentration camp in Germany. And I know, Jim, obviously you're a Vietnam vet. So we've got a deep connection with the military. And when we were thinking about launching our first big live event, it just became obvious that it would be something to give back to our veterans and military personnel and share with them some tools, some training, some inspiration on maybe something different than trying to find a job after they make the transition out of the military. And one of those possibilities is to have their own business.
Absolutely, Dandy. You really hit the nail on the head because, you know, me being in the military, my son's been in the military for about 31 years for me. He's been at about 22, so we got well over 50 years in the military. But my point being, you're trained in the military as far as the military personnel to be able to serve the country, but no one trained you to come home. And then to put salt on the wound, the military spouses, they pay a tremendous price to this great nation. And we need to shout out to them and say thank you so much for your service, because when they're stationed at a fort, I'll use Fort Carson there in Colorado Springs, where you're located, Don. If they're stationed there at Fort Carson, sure, the spouses can find work and they can supplement the income. But when the military personnel receives PCS orders, permanent change of station, guess what happens to the spouse in most cases? They got to quit the job there, move to another part of the country, and then see if they can find another job. And that's why the spousal unemployment rate is three times that of the national average. And that's why the Pathway for Vets was so valuable, because they can create their own business. And I'm going to have Don go into that a little bit in just a moment about creating what is what you want to do. And that way, when you get ready for PCS orders, the military spouses, before, during, and after, you've got income. You're not out of business.
Yeah, and it was super, super valuable training. And, you know, and for the spouses as well as people transitioning out of the military, it doesn't matter if your business is a consulting business, or if you've got some expertise, or you sell something, or you're part of some direct marketing, you have that business and it can be mobile with you. And it's absolutely, you know, it's a lifestyle that more suits what the military lifestyle is like, Jim, right? I mean, a lot of times when people come out of the military, they're not really suited to fitting into a job, into a job and working for someone else who sometimes doesn't have the leadership experience that they have. And so really just having some alternatives where they can take control and have their own life, have their own business and just create the life that they want.
You're absolutely right there, Don, because it's too much of a downshift, because everything in the military is very orderly. And also too, the second event that you put on, or you were a part of, I should say, the TED Talks, I want you to share with us about what you did there at Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Yeah, so, you know, it was quite serendipitous. Obviously, I've given thousands of talks. I've trained hundreds of speakers on how to give their talks, but it was mostly in a business or a seminar kind of a setting. And so I happen to know Sony Jackson, who's one of our executive training directors, and she was on the committee for a TEDx event that was being held in Cocoa Beach, Florida. And they had a speaking coach, but that person had to back out. And so Sony turned to me and said, "Don, is this something that you would be interested in? You would be the speaking coach." And it didn't take me more than like 10 seconds, because there's nothing more I like than helping speakers to get clarity on their message and really craft their talk. I was like, yes. So I ended up coaching 8 speakers who were on a TEDx stage in Cocoa Beach, Florida, back at the end of March. And it was phenomenal seeing them go. You know, some of them had speaking experience, some had absolutely none. One was a high school senior who had never been on a stage before. So it was absolutely a great experience for me. And we're going to start offering that as an offering in Speakers Pathway.
That's tremendous value there, Don, because a lot of people don't realize that speaking is very, very important, not only, you know, in front of people, but also if you're going to make a video, if you're going to do a webinar to help build your business. You know, like our executive training director, Koji Somaldi, says it best. You know, he says that a picture's worth 1,000 words, but a video, that's worth 1,000 pictures. And 2019, if you're not doing videos and speaking to people, you're going to be left behind. We're getting ready to break here in just about a minute or so, but I wanted to also just simply mention that the one thing, the reason why we brought on Bill Heinrich, he addresses something called fear. And fear is something that Bill does a great job in explaining how to conquer that, because fear is a thing that scares people to death about speaking or even trying something new. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about out of time. So any closing comments before we go to break, Don?
No, I can't wait to have Bill on.
Yeah, because he is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. During the commercial break, please grab a pen and paper. And we'll be right back with Mr. Bill Heinrich. Thank you so much.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Military Network Radio, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, bringing you dynamic interviews each week and fresh information of value to improve your outlook, actions, and encourage each member of your family. From service members, wounded warriors, veterans, military spouses, caregivers, parents, and children, everyone serves, and together we can make a difference. You can find our show at our website, www.militarynetworkradio.com. And at toginetradio.com/Military Network Radio. Everyone serves, and together we make a difference.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us here at Your Future Is Now, and welcome back to the show. Right before the break, we were talking about fear, and we were talking about how you can conquer those fears too that hold you back from your public speaking or from, you know, being able to try something new. And Dandy Don, I'm going to let you introduce our wonderful guest, Mr. Bill Heinrich.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, Jim. So, you know, some of my background is as a rock climber, and I teach a lot about mindset to climbers. And when I met Bill, he was like, put that mindset stuff aside. It's not about mindset. And he really helped me to tap in a whole new level of what I do with people. So, Bill, I'm so happy to have you on. You've made a big difference in Jim's life, my life, and our members' lives. And so welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. You and Don, you and Jim have made a difference in my life. It's wonderful to be associated with you. Yeah, we can talk about fear. What would you like to talk about?
Well, the biggest fear a lot of people have when we talk about the TED Talks is the fear of public speaking. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that fear is one of the things that holds people back from trying something new.
Yeah.
And And I'd like for you to share with a little bit about how to conquer that fear, how to deal with that fear, recognize it, if you would, please, sir.
Okay. Let me just give a quick statement about who I am. I'm a high-level business coach. I have clients all around the world. I've been doing this quite a while, and I provide a 100% success money-back guarantee to all my clients. Like, that's how powerful this work is. What all fear is our imagination, our ego, controlling us by using old stories and old beliefs that were given to us from someone else. They aren't even ours.
Wow.
Let me give you an example, okay? A client of mine going back to visit her family in New Jersey. I've been working with this client. Their whole life has changed because they're working now from energy, right? Not their head. The head is only about your past. It's only about problems, and it's run by the ego. If you follow your heart, you ask your heart, just listen to the energy. The fear is being generated from a story. It's all in your head. The story's inside you. Your heart can help you cure the story, heal the story. And she was going back. Her family's very chaotic, you know, and she's bringing this new peacefulness back to them because she was really raised in fear, in lack. You know, so many people are raised believing there isn't enough to go around. In fact, we're taught competition, survival. There's only one winner. I mean, that just isn't true. The universe is abundant. The only important thing is love and how you serve others. And if you focus on that, your whole life changes, doesn't it, Don?
Yeah. Can I share a short story?
Go for it. Sure.
Sure.
So yeah, Bill, you might remember this. You gave me some coaching. I was getting ready to go speak at my old alma mater in Rochester. Mm-hmm. And I was giving a talk one evening to the student athletes about basically success. And then the next day I was going to speak to the coaching staff and the athletic staff. So I prepared this talk and I was going to give the same talk pretty much to both mm-hmm. groups. So I gave that the first talk the first night, which I prepared. It was all my prepared stuff, right? I had all my prepared stories, my prepared slides, mm-hmm. and it was great. But I realized because some of the coaches were actually in that talk, I felt it was inauthentic.
You didn't want to duplicate it, yeah.
I didn't want to duplicate it. So, you know, I got thinking back to some words that you had shared with me about just speak from the heart. And so the next day, I just went and I told the coaches, I said, well, I had a chance to talk with your athletes last night, and I want to share with you what they shared with me. And I also want you to think of me as that kid in your program 30 years from now and just ask me whatever questions you want. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was real, right? And it's all about being authentic, Don. You know, I remember when I first met you, if I can share this story, okay, because this is really a good one. Don's a very powerful guy. He's got real magnetism, and he's brilliant, and he's very focused and has a powerful, powerful message. But the first time I saw him speak, what I noticed was all of his energy was outside of him. It was all out in front of him. It was like he was blasting it through a bullhorn, right? And I said, Don, your energy's outside you. Let it come from the inside. Let it come from your heart. And boy, the difference in Don McGrath when he realized that he was creating that through thought, and I want to be energetic, instead of just sharing his real energy. Right, Don?
Absolutely. I mean, it was like night and day. And I've,
it
I've
is
been
night
doing-
and day.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing that ever since. Now, all the preparation I had helps, mm-hmm. but
Absolutely.
Really it's that, you know, speaking from that place of service and of heart, and it's made a huge difference in how people receive what I have to share with them.
Yeah, you know, what's fascinating is when I work with people, I'm able to show a person their life purpose and how to express it and live it. And when I work with them, they're caught up in survival and their life lessons. And they have a perception of there's not enough, there's lack, I've got to work hard, I've got to do this. And nothing's further from the truth. All you have to do is create the energy and everything gets attracted to you. and I know I've worked with Don and Jim a little bit with this, with Speakers Pathway Coalition, and phenomenal things are showing up just from the energy. We're serving with love. And the interesting thing is when you do that, you put love out. You can't see energy, can you? But you can see the effects of it as it forms in the physical by somebody calling you or something like that. So the energy of love and the energy of fear are exactly the same. You have to trust both of them. In other words, if you're going to be fearful, you've got to just trust it because you can't, it isn't there, right? It's in your head. So what you're doing is placing your trust in fear. I'd rather put it in love and serving others and know that I'm giving as much as I can. I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm making a contribution. I used to live in fear. Oh, my God. I was wrapped in it.
And Jim and yeah. Bill, you guys do a coaching call on Speaker's Pathway on business. And I got to say, it was just last week. And Jim, I think you were part of the call, but one of our yes. members, Stephanie, had said about the previous coaching call she had been on, where Bill had been coaching, you had been coaching Group Bill about just focusing on service, just focus on service. And she mm-hmm. said, quote unquote, when I did that, the clients just started rolling in. And I almost dropped my glass of water when I heard that.
Oh, no, that's very common. Oh, yeah. In fact, another client of mine, one fellow I'm working with he's in real estate and he's doing internet marketing with Facebook. I don't know what to do and I'm stuck and I'm blah, blah, blah. I've got, just do whatever you want. You can do, what do you mean? I said, you can do whatever you want. It's your choice. He was like, wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. I said, just put positive energy. People are going to contact you. Everything will be fine. Within a week, four people called him.
You're exactly right.
Go ahead. He got out of the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know
you're
what confusion
exactly right.
Is? Let me tell you what confusion is. Okay? Confusion is simply an absence of commitment.
Would you say that again, sir?
Confusion is simply an absence of any commitment.
I like that, folks. You might want to write that one down because that's a good one. You know, if I could share a little story, when Don and I were out there in Colorado Springs at the Pathway for Vets event, putting on an event, ladies and gentlemen, trust me on this, your energy level is through the roof. As far as excitement, as far as worry, all the emotions that you have, they're all blended in together. And the one thing that shocked me and Don was that we had 5 days there. We put on 2 days of speaker training. We had the event for 2 days, and then we had the mastermind. After every single day, you would see people remaining in the room 35, 40 minutes after the event was over for that day. And the reason why was because of all the love and the energy that Bill's been talking about that was just flowing in that room. Mm-hmm. And everybody comes up to me and Don says, great, you guys put on a great event. All we did was put the people and the pieces together and we got out of the way and let the energy flow. Am mm-hmm. I correct on that, Bill?
Well, there's a key element here that I think needs to be added.
Okay.
And that is, you did not put the event on looking for a massive return on investment financially. You put the event on to be of service. And that's where the difference is. There's nothing wrong with having an event and selling things, which didn't happen at this event. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the whole focus is just, we get people there, we got to pay for the room, we got to pay for this, we got to sell this, we're selling our programs, blah, everybody knows what seminars are like. That's what they do, right? But when you just go in and serve, and there'll be people there, we can help. That's how you generated that energy, Don and Jim. That's why I'm involved with you, because I know you're that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't be involved. I couldn't, because you have to be authentic. And that's what created all the miracles that happened there and are still happening.
Yeah.
It wasn't fear. It wasn't fear. It was, here we are. We're here to serve whoever wants to take us up on it.
Yeah, I remember. I remember having a team meeting before the event, in the Airbnb where we were all collected, and us talking about what's the objective. What are we focused on? It was A, serve the veterans, B, serve the members, C, create a great experience for everyone there, and D, create collateral in the video and photos and everything. So you're exactly right, Bill. It wasn't about, oh, we're going to sell this, we want this. It's like, this is, we are giving.
And that's why, you know, in Speakers Pathway Coalition every week, after the weekly coaching sessions on Wednesday, the members are in there posting like, that was crazy. That was so good, right? I mean, it isn't like, oh, thanks for the information. It was like, that's because there's so many experts involved in this. It's amazing.
It really is. We're getting close to another station break here for our commercials, but we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll be back with Mr. Bill Heinrich and some more interesting information and some freebies. So please stay tuned. Thank you.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Close your eyes and imagine living your life without limits. Where would you go? Who would you meet? What would you do? During an Uncover Your Hidden Genius session, you will discover what's keeping you from living your life with purpose, passion, and fulfillment of your potential. You'll get a clear vision of the steps you need to take to uncover your hidden genius so that you can live a life without limits. Sessions can be done over the phone, Skype, or in person. Find out more at www.joycebufordempowers.com or by calling 903-287-0747.
We're back. Thank you so much for joining us again after the station break from Your Future Is Now. With us is our co-host, Mr. Dandy Don McGrath, and our very special guest, I should say, Bill Heinrich. Bill, we're so glad that you're here with me and Don today and sharing some wonderful information to people. We were talking about before the break about love and energy and how it flows and how that carries you and how that attracts what you really want in life. I'd just like for you to just turn the mic over to you and let you share some more of your great information, because your information, your coaching, your insight is so valuable. And folks, please take note of this.
Well, thank you, Jim. The reason I describe myself now as a human potential expert and metaphysician. I specialize in metaphysics, which is the non-physical. And people get confused by that because they go into their head. People don't even know what metaphysics is, okay? And metaphysics is just the non-physical. What I like to say is we live in a physical reality. We have life. Our mind is there, boom. We also have a non-physical reality. That's the metaphysical reality. That's where everything moves. Everything in the universe is a vibration. And the core of our non-physical reality is our heart. That's where the energy comes from. That's what runs the metaphysical side of our life. And you always want to lead with that. You know, people, when I talk about creating good energy, you create good, if you always create good energy, authentic energy, you'll live a life beyond your wildest dreams. People don't understand how to do it. One way to understand it is this. Take a minute and close your eyes and think back to one or two very special moments in your life. You know that moment. Maybe a child was born. Maybe you're married. It could be anything. It may have been a special moment with your mom or dad, a family member that really touched you. Just go to that moment. You'll notice you're not in your head. You'll notice everything you remember about that moment is in your heart. That's the difference. When you go to your head, you go to the past. The head is all about the past. It just gathers information for you. The heart is about the present moment, what's going on. And that's the biggest difference. If you just focus on that and be aware of that, notice when you're in your head, you'll notice if you're in your head, you're headed towards fear, false evidence appearing real.
Hey, Bill, I got a question. So a lot of entrepreneurs, you said earlier how one of your clients was talking about Facebook ads and it was all like in his head about what to do. And because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you've got a million people trying to tell you you've got to do Facebook ads this way or my way. Right. Mm-hmm. So that causes a lot of confusion. So any thoughts on, you know, for an entrepreneur, what's a step? What's a step they can take to help with that?
The confusion with all of the people offering all of these different things comes from survival. Everybody's pitching their agenda because they need to make money. They need to pay their bills. They need to make their car payment. They need to make the mortgage, the rent. They have kids. They have school. Everybody's trying to get everybody else involved in their agendas to survive. When you move over to how can I be of service to someone? It's just about how you can be of service, okay? I'm kind of floating away from your question a little bit here, Don. Give me the end of your question again real quick.
Yeah, so people are confused because, you know, especially entrepreneurs are being pitched this. You got to do this
this way.
What's a way to short circuit that for people?
Okay, the way to short circuit that is learn how to go to your heart. I'm a high-level business coach, okay? I work with people. Very successful people, very high level individuals all around the world. I never talk business. Let me repeat that. I'm a business coach and I never talk business.
Yeah, I remember when you told me that, I was like, wait, you're a business coach. How do you not talk business?
because everything you do in life is a learning lesson for our souls. And your business and your family and your everything is in the inner game. And when you address the inner game, like in Don's case, speaking, okay, his inner game on that speaking was, I'm going to make sure I'm supposed to have powerful energy. I'm going to have it out in front of me. I'm going to create this energy. And when I showed him, I said, no, Don, the power and the energy is when it comes from inside you. He was like, oh, I'll try it. Don's open-minded. He wants to do things better. He immediately didn't see a difference. He felt a difference. Not only did he feel a difference, his audience felt a difference. That's when you're moving towards those intimate moments. So business, everything you do in business is just a life lesson to learn. The whole process and journey of Speakers Pathway Coalition has been a learning experience. Healing our souls, helping others, doing what we can. And if you look at life that way, it will change anything. Because when you go in, like one of the things that entrepreneurs suffer from more than anything else is fear of loss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose this deal. I don't know if I'm going to get this. I need this money, right? I'm working on this. It's all about fear of loss, about not having enough. Now, when you flip that and you go to the client and you say, I appreciate the opportunity to be of service to you. I'm going to give you all the wisdom I've got to help you make the best decision you can make. Hopefully we'll do business together. And you do that, you know what happens? They go, what is wrong with this guy? Like, I like this guy. You don't have to ask them for an order. They'll throw their money at you. They want to connect with you. And this is what's happening now with the younger generation. It's all about authentic connection. And boy, if you're not authentic, they don't just tear you down. They let everybody know and they all drop you and go the other way. Anything that isn't truly authentic. They really want that. They want connection. They want depth. They want story. They really want it to be real. This is what people are looking for. This is the spiritual evolution that's occurring at this time, massively.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, when Don and I first started thinking about creating the Speaker's Pathway Coalition, our focus was not to try and change people's way of thinking to our way of thinking.
Right.
Sure, we wanted to help the speaker get from the sidewalk to the stage, and we've done that. But when people come on with the Speaker's Pathway Coalition, they become members, we asked them, and I'm going to have Don go into this since he set that up, but we asked them, what is it that you want to do? What's your dream? What's your passion?
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, we understand people that will trade hours for dollars. Mm-hmm. And I told a guy the other day, I says, whenever you are going to try something new because someone told you that if you do this, you can earn $5,000. Mm-hmm. You're still trading labor for dollars. You're not a true entrepreneur. You haven't found mm-hmm. your calling yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the way I look at it.
You know, and that, Jim, is so important. What do the people want to do? You know, I've just written a book of all of my resources, all of my tips, everything I use in my coaching business, everything. It's a tell-all book. It's called The 7 Levels of Truth. Mm. The Answer to Life's Biggest Question. It's on Amazon. And the reason I'm mentioning that is in the book, here's what I say. Everybody's different.
Yes.
You're different. I'm different. Everybody's different. I don't have a process for you to follow. What I have in there are resources for you to pick and choose from that will take you to your authentic self. You'll know what to do. You know what you're after. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to let you choose. And it's the same thing that you were just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I tell people, look at your fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
No one will ever have your fingerprints. That's how specially unique that you are. And that's why you've got to find out what your passion is, what your calling is.
That's
Don set up a wonderful program there when people come to speakerspathway.com and they decide to become a member. Right out of the gate, they, you know, questions are asked and they have avenues to take them from where they are to where they want to be. Don, would you share a little bit more about that, please, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. When someone is attracted to Speaker's Pathway and they want to join, one of the first things we do is say, well, what is your focus? And we find that there's a few categories of people who have been attracted to what we do. There's people who want to write a book. That's one category. There's people who want to improve their speaking and get more stages. Then there's coaching and consultants. And then there's people with small businesses looking to grow their business. So we basically ask, you know, what do you want to do? And, oh, if that's the direction, here are the courses to go consume and then start attending our coaching calls. And I really think that I'm convinced that this format is just helping people just skyrocket. So I wish you could say it was brilliance. We just listened.
No, you know, it's amazing. And in Speaker's Pathway, it fits in so well with what I do, what my purpose in life is, and it's empowering others. And that's what Speaker's Pathway is about, is letting people who have a passion, who know they have a message but aren't sure how to get it out there, to come out and share it, right? And there's a Rumi quote. Rumi is a very, very famous spiritual philosopher. But his quote is, this is pure truth. Each of us has a very specific gift to share with the world. And every heart in the world has a desire for that gift.
Wow, that's really
wow, that's
something.
Powerful.
It really that's is. Awesome.
And that's it's all the energy. If you connect to the energy, you'll be taken to that. And I know that Don, you and Jim have both been experiencing that with Speaker's Pathway, right?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
We certainly have, because what really impresses us is when people tell us how great we are, and all we're doing is just serving, and you know, that's it. I mean, like Don said, you know, it's, we'd like to, you know, we're not mental geniuses, at least I'm not. Let me speak for myself. But realistically, I mean, it's just basically, how can you serve others? It goes to that old saying that, you know, that by watering others, you will be watered yourself. And we're down now to about 30 seconds before we take a commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these words. But be sure and stay tuned with us, because during the next segment, we're going to be offering our Friday freebies just for you. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Hey, it's Nancy Earout here, inviting you guys to check out High Road to Humanity, where I share life-altering tales that will change how you live your life. Listen on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Central Time. And don't forget to check out my website, nancyyearout.com. That's NancyYEARout.com, to pick up my book and to sign up for intuitive coaching with me. Hit the subscribe button now so you don't miss an episode of The High Road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Futurist Now. I'm your host, Jim Grant, and our co-host is Don McGrath. And we're joined today by our very special guest, Mr. Bill Henrich. And we've been talking about, you know, how you serve others and you do it with love, and how you just, you know, follow the energy, and how fear is a physical thing that holds you back, drags you down, does all those horrible things. And Don, Bill has really helped both of us, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we're so fortunate, Bill, to have Bill as part of the team and to be a personal coach and a friend. And his words about following the energy were prophetic and profound in the event we did in January and in an initiative that we have right now, where serendipitously or because of the universe, I had the opportunity to coach some people who were getting on a TEDx stage. And we just recognize the energy is going that direction. And now we are putting together a course. It's going to be an extremely powerful course. And Bill, I think you're helping us just to see these opportunities and follow the energy. So thank you so very much.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the world, the universe is only full of potential. And all you have to do is set yourself out in the potential and put out an energy that's attractive. Don't stand there smelling like a skunk. Right? And you put the energy out, and what happens? Like attracts like.
Like. And you know, I feel so fortunate to have Jim as a business partner, because we just make decisions. We're like, oh, this sounds like a good thing to do. The members need this. Let's just go do it. And I got to say, neither one of Bill or myself or Jim or any of the team are locked into, we have to do things this way. It's just when we see a need, we say, how can we be of service?
Great. Let me show you some expansion. You want to learn some expansion right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Bring it on,
great.
Brother.
Yeah. Great. So Don said, when Jim and I are together, we just make a decision. Okay. Never, ever make another decision in your life. Ever. Make
wow.
a choice. Make a choice.
Choice.
When you make a decision, you're dealing with stress. You're dealing with concern for the outcome. The Latin roots of decisions means the final, to end, right? Where a choice speaks to responsibility. I'm choosing to do this. I'm going to be responsible to it. And guess what? When I step into it, if I don't like it, what can we do? We can make another choice.
Just do something else. Yeah, I love that.
It's your life.
Wow. Don't you see what I mean, folks? I mean,
make
every time, yeah, every time Bill shares something with us, I mean, you know, not only you're learning something, but Don and I, we learn something right there too. That's how valuable Bill is in being one of our executive training directors and a coach and trainer. That's why we say he is, you know, he's not on any kind of a chart. I mean, he's just in another league altogether by himself. And we really enjoy working with him. And most importantly, what we really love about Bill is that he is so eager to help people. I mean, we had a gentleman there at the Pathway for Vets event who had a lot of personal problems, and the energy was flowing there. And he ran up to Don on stage because Don was going to use someone as an example. Don turned around, and there he was, because he wanted to be there. And then Bill later on took him under his wing, and you know, he gave him one of his books. And he's going to give him a free coaching call. And I mean, it's just a wonderful thing that we had the privilege and the honor to witness and be I was a very small part of that, as we all were, because our focus was on that young man. And that's what this energy and this love, and that's what we're about at Speakers Pathway Coalition.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago. Somebody came up to me once and they said, I need to thank you. This is a true story. This fellow says, I need to thank you. And he said, because you saved my life. And
wow.
I was like, what? And I laughed. And he said, no, I'm telling you the truth. He said, the first time I met you, when I came into a meeting we were at, he said, I walked through the door and you were standing there doing something, and you looked over and you said hi to me, and I felt welcome for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Oh.
That's amazing.
And I said, thank you. And I thought about it and I went, wow, that is so true. You never know. I laughed when he told me. I thought it was like, are you kidding me? What do you mean I saved your life?
Yeah.
Right? No, he was serious. And you just never know what your words are going to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because there's been many times in my life when people have come up to me and thanked me for doing something. And when I did it, I didn't think I was that great.
No big deal.
Yeah, it wasn't no big deal, but it really made an impression on them. And that's why we have to be on our guard to make sure, if we got our vision focused on how can we serve others, how can we be a blessing to others, mm-hmm. rather than serving ourselves. And that was something that took me a long time to learn, to be honest with you. But thank the good Lord, I learned it. You know, I'm a little slow learner. They ask anybody who went to school with me, they'll verify that one. But the point being is that it just kind of shocks you when someone comes to you and say, wow, you made a difference in my life.
Mm-hmm. And when you did that, you didn't think about it. It was just something from your heart, Jim. You know, you know, the heart always speaks a very simple language. There's not many words. The head is full of words. The head is full of logic. The head is full of, I like to call them rational lie-zations. They're just full of them telling you stuff so the ego can control you. The heart's just really simple.
It's just really it really is.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes life a lot easier. Much easier.
We're getting down close to the end of our broadcast, but since the day is Friday, we offer a Friday freebie every week because we're on TogiNet Radio Show here every Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. So let me ask Dandy Don. Dandy Don, as for the Friday freebie, what do you have on the menu for today, sir?
Oh, my goodness. Get ready to feast. So, you know, we talked about TEDx talks and TED talks a little bit earlier, touched on that. And, I think the whole movement behind TED and TEDx has really changed how people think about speaking and sharing their message. Have you ever heard that studies of people fear public speaking more than death? I mean, that's what the studies used to say. But now, because of TED and people sharing their message in authentic ways and changing the world one talk at a time, our thoughts on speaking are changing. And many people want, what we're doing is helping people to do that, to get on TEDx stages, to share their message, get their message out in the biggest way possible to touch as many lives as possible. So we've got our freebie this Friday is an action guide to help you understand TED, get on TEDx stages, give a great TEDx talk, and change people's lives. And so if you go to speakerspathway.com, there's a menu button that you click. It's TEDx training, and you can download the 5 simple steps to your kick-butt TEDx talk. And it's filled with valuable information to help you get real clarity in your talk and just deliver something that's going to change people's lives.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really impressive. I mean, I've seen some of the TEDx training that Don has done, and it's off the chart.
It's great.
Bill, I know that you want to get caught up in this Friday freebie too, right?
Hey, I'm all about that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'd be happy to do a free coaching call if anybody wants one.
Wow,
now,
that's amazing.
Now, I know that a lot of people are going to have access to this, and I have a limited schedule, okay? I'm not looking for business. I have plenty of business, so this isn't a sales pitch. But if you drop me a note, my email is thedivinepurposeguy@gmail.com and say, hey, I heard you on Jim and Don's radio show and would like to set up a free coaching call. I will get back to you, and depending on my schedule, get you in for one as fast as I can.
Wow, that's amazing, Bill. Thank you so very much. And ladies and gentlemen, based on what you've heard Bill say on this show, can you imagine having a one-on-one coaching call with Mr. Bill Heinrich? I mean, it's just off the chart, and we encourage you to take full advantage of that and also the TEDx, because this is a 1-2 punch on the Friday freebies that we've offered. And we've got about 2 minutes left. So before we close today, Don, would you be so kind as to introduce our next week's guest, Miss Tamara Sue Hunter?
Oh, it's an absolute. At Tamara, almost 2 years ago at an event, and she started an amazing, amazing nonprofit called Chemo Buddies for Life to make sure no one goes through their cancer journey alone. And in my family, I've had cancer touch my life, and so I was really attracted to what Tamara was doing. And once I had a chance to sit down and talk to her, I was like, oh my goodness, what a heart in the world. We are so blessed by what she does, making sure that no one is alone in their time of need. So I am just so super excited for her to be on and share what she does, which is about how to grow a movement and attract people who want to get behind you and your movement.
Absolutely. I mean, Tamara is just a wonderful lady. She is all heart. And she comes from, you know, like being a cancer survivor, she's got skin in that game. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to wrap up the show for the day, but I just want to, again, on behalf of Dandy Don, and just say a special thank you to our special guest, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill, thank you so much for joining us. We're so glad that you were able to be with us today.
Jim, thank you very much. You know, I didn't mention, if anybody has questions, my website is truelifepurposenow.com. I'm just so not into selling. I really appreciate having the opportunity to come on and share with you guys and spend some time with you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Your future is now. I'm Jim Grant, and we'll see you next Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Thank you.